Welcome to today's audio, where we're going to explore how you can connect to your strongest self and how all the different parts of you relate to each other and how you can steer those parts through the self-leadership and the internal knowing that you have inside. Today's audio is influenced by the work of Richard Schwartz, who founded a therapeutic approach called Internal Family Systems. And what Richard Schwartz discovered in his work with his clients, he's a therapist, is he would notice how they would speak of different parts of themselves and how these different parts had different needs, had a different perspective, had a different knowing. And in the same way, how externally in a family or in a workforce or in a community, there can be different people in different roles with different perspectives. There can be dynamics between people. In the same way, we can have those dynamics within ourselves. So there might be a part of you that feels one way about something and another part of you that feels contrary to that. There may be a part of you that feels rebellious and that resists being told what to do or being given direction. There may be parts of you that are shy. There may be parts of you are what they call protector parts that are protecting another part that feels more vulnerable or that feels outcast. There's all this rich ecosystem of all these parts. And one of the things that Internal Family Systems does is help you relate to these different parts and cultivate that sense of self-leadership where you're not feeling overwhelmed by parts, where you're integrating parts, those parts that have been outcast, you're bringing them back into the fold. And it can be really helpful when you're thinking about how to help yourself with a frustrating habit. So if you're interested in learning more about Internal Family Systems, I encourage you to look it up. There's a lot of rich resources. There's lots of books that have been written on Internal Family Systems. And there's a whole network of therapists and counselors throughout the world who've been trained in this approach if you're wanting more hands-on help. Interestingly enough, I'm not sure if this is just in the United States or if it's international, but Internal Family Systems has been given the quote scientific backing of saying that there's actually scientific research validating its effectiveness. So that can impact things like getting reimbursed through insurance or just there's an acceptance within the community that this is a very helpful approach to healing. But how we're going to look at these different parts with yourself and in this journey of habit change is to think about how you can put your strongest self, what you might think of as your inner elder or the adult in the room, what you can think of as your highest self, your strongest self, your internal guide, your internal knowing, that part of you that feels rooted, that feels connected, that feels like, yes, I can handle what comes. That strongest, most capable, most centered, most empowered, most loving part of you, that is the part that we want to put in charge of all those other parts that might feel frightened, that might feel rebellious, that might feel overwhelmed, that might feel ashamed, that might feel shy, that might resist receiving instruction or help or guidance, that may want to just figure it out on their own, that might say F you when you try to offer help, the parts that can feel resistant, the parts that can hide, the parts that can isolate. When we put our inner elder, that adult in the room, and I encourage you to find the language that really works best for you. The strongest self is something that works for me. I also like the inner elder because it is tapping into that wisest part of myself, of my being. But whatever term works for you, I invite you to use that for yourself. That part that says, yes, I can handle this, and that steers the ship, connecting regularly to that part not only infuses ourselves with a sense of confidence, a sense of capability that's not rooted in well, if everything just goes my way, or if I'm always doing things, quote, perfectly or well. It's a part of us that can navigate through the ups and downs. It's the part of us that's resilient, the part of us that can move through obstacles. That tuning into that part is how, on a daily way, we can cultivate and nourish and build that sense of resilience of, yes, okay, I can handle it. Often, when we look inside, we find a part that we may think of as an inner Chicken Little. I say this with a lot of respect and tenderness towards those little Chicken Little parts inside of us. If you've ever heard the story of Chicken Little, Chicken Little lives in a farmyard, and an acorn falls on its head one day. And Chicken Little runs around announcing to all the other animals in the farm, "The sky is falling, the sky is falling, the sky is falling." Because the Chicken Little thinks that the world is coming to an end, but in fact, it is an acorn. And so that Chicken Little part of us, it can feel like the sky is falling. It can feel frightened. It can feel like, oh my goodness, the world is coming to an end. It can see catastrophe where there might not be catastrophe. It can get overwhelmed by its sense of smallness or by its fears. And often what that Chicken Little part of inside of us needs is it needs to feel connected to something larger. It needs to feel connected to our strongest self. Because in that moment of panic and in that moment of catastrophe, it's feeling disconnected. So it needs to feel connected to that inner elder. And that inner elder, it's like it comes alongside and it says, "There, there now, there, there," to this little Chicken Little part. "There, there, this part of you that feels rebellious, or this part of you that feels hopeless, or this part of you that feels frustrated, or this part of you that feels overwhelmed. I am right here with you. You're not alone." So this inner elder, when we bring it alongside these frightened or hurting or frustrated parts of ourselves, it cultivates compassion and it cultivates strength and it cultivates that sense of connection of, I'm here with you. Every time you remember to connect to that strongest self or connect to that elder, it feeds that sense of strength. I know for myself, I feel like it helps me stand up an inch or two taller and reminds me of, oh yes, I am connected. Oh yes, I'm not alone. And it can help you move out of that space of collapse and out of that space of helplessness and into a space of strength and courage. You might find this particularly helpful if you've had trauma or you've had experiences where you felt frozen or where you felt like you've been in a place of helplessness or hopelessness, a learned helplessness of, oh my goodness, nothing I do can make a difference. And I've had those experiences in my own life, and I found this to be a really helpful tool of moving through that sense of collapse and moving into my strongest self, that inner elder, that part of me that does not die, that still burns even below the pain and the challenges and the difficulties of life. That nurturing that spark helps feed that sense of, okay, I'm just going to take the next small step forward. So today I invite you to meet your inner elder and meet this part of your strongest self. So you can ask this self, you can ask this part of, hey, I would like to meet you and see what comes up, see what this part feels like. There might be a symbol for this part or an image of this part or a way this part speaks to you. There might be a way you feel it in your body. And then when you connect to this part and connect to it regularly, it's something that, like any relationship and like any intimacy, it's built over time and through spending time with each other, through connection. the tangible way you can practice with this beyond connecting with this part regularly. You can even make that a part of your spiritual practices of the day, is then to make it practical and tangible and hands-on, is to ask yourself then, what is the next step forward? For months, when I was going through a really difficult time after my husband had a medical emergency, and I felt flooded in my nervous system by so much overwhelm and so much on my plate, I would write on the top of my notebook and my clipboard each day, just keep moving forward. I would ask myself, okay, what's the next thing I can do? And that might be chopping vegetables and making soup. It might be making my bed. It might be getting dressed. It might be sending an email. It might be reaching out and calling a friend. But we can tap into our strongest self and then lean into that guidance of, what is the next small thing I can do to support myself today? I look forward to hearing about what you discover when you meet your strongest self.